Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom. Boy Rav Ashi. Night time is Rav Elasa. Rav Elasa says that a cheresh so does have kedusha, safek kedusha. So why? Nifshe pshitale the cheresh daita klishtahu is the reason that he holds that a cheresh has a limited amount of das. Right, his intellect is weakened. Umiu mesaptile idaitetz lusa, idaitetz ilav daitetz lusa. That limited amount of das, is it enough to be considered what's it called a das that can make kinyonim and kedushin or whatever or not? That's a suffix. But he holds that he has one level of das all the time. The suffix is that level of das enough to affect the kinyanim or whatever? Or not? Odilma pshitale the daite klishta, v'lav daite tzlusa. That he holds that when he has a limited amount of das, it's not enough to affect the kinyanim. V'hacha hainu taimak, even the itim chalim, the itim shota. But he holds that sometimes a cheresh can be totally sane, and sometimes his das is impaired. So we're not sure whether at the time that he made the kedushin his das was impaired or it wasn't. If his das is impaired, then it's impaired to a point where he can't make any kinyanim. But sometimes he's normal, right? He vacillates between being normal and not normal. That's the shaila. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina lahotzi ishto beget. Right? Can he give his wife a get if he always has the same das, and the suffix is only, is that das enough to make kinyanim? Then misafik he has a marriage, and misafik he has a get, right? Because manavshach, if his das is enough to create a kinyan, it's enough to make a get, and if it's not enough to make a kinyan, then he doesn't need a get. So either way, it could be megarish his wife. But iamrishchad daitahu ki kedushin kach gerishin. The Iyamrs, Itim Chalim, Itim Shote, Kedushin Motzi Mekadesh, Grushin Lamotzi Megarish. But if you hold that the Cheresh sometimes is sane completely, and it can create a complete Kedushin or Gerishin Minatorah, and sometimes he can't do anything, then we're afraid that maybe when he made Kedushin he was sane, and therefore the Kedushin is Doraisa, and now when he's making the Gerishin he's not sane. And now his gerushin is no good to take away kedushin d'oraisa, so that he can't give a get because of the suffix. What was he when we what's it called? And obviously you can't test him each time, so we don't know if he was sane when he made the kedushin or he wasn't, and therefore we can't let him make a gerushin misafik. So my teiku, the halacha is teiku. What exactly Rabbi Elazar held is not clear. Teiku, Rashi. My time with the Rav Elazar be'eshes cheresh, right? Be'eshes cheresh, the Rav Elazar held that that's a suffix. Klishasa daka. He has an impaired, weak intellect, weak das. Kolomer dato mu'etes she'enu mechudet lahavin kishar ben yodam. He's not. He's handicapped. He's not. Doesn't have the same das as other people. But it's possible that the impaired das of a cheresh is enough to affect kinyonim. And therefore what he puts his mind to, even though he has a limited mind, can create kinyonim. He loved daito tzluhi, or maybe not. Maybe it's not enough to create kinyanim. That's a suffix. Uva olam kol yomav shel cheresh pshita leil Rav Elazar, dechada das isle lecheresh. This is the first side. The first side is that his das never changes. But the question is, that das that he has, that's a suffix Rav Elazar has, is that das enough to create a kedushin, to create kinyanim in HaTorah or not? De'eino itim cholim itim shod. It's not that his das changes and sometimes he's sane and sometimes not. He's always the same way. The question is, what is that das? That's one side. Really, if his das is impaired, it's not enough to create kinyanim. The question is, sometimes a cheresh vacillates and he becomes completely sane. And then he's completely sane. And the suffix is, maybe at the time he made the Kedushin, he was normal. And then he had made a Kedushin d'oraisa. What's the nafkamina? Can he give his wife a get? A cheresh who married a woman, can he give her a get? Cheresh mi koru lebelazer and yochel agarish olav. The bishlam of the rabbanon pshitel on the motzi. According to rabbanon, for sure he can give her a get, because rabbanon hold that a cheresh is a vadai, can't make kinyan d'oraisa, can only make a kedushin to rabbanon. So the same rabbanon that said his kedushin is a kedushin said that if he gives a get, it helps to get the rabbanon. Kedamrina masnisa, kshem shikol nis beramiza, kach motzi beramiza. Eler belazer demashle sothik mai. But Belozer says that his kedushin is a sothik. It's not a vadei de rabbanon. It's a sothik. Maybe it's minatora. Could he give his wife a get or not? So if the reason is because his impaired das is a shaila, whether that's good enough to make a kinyan deraisa, then it's across the board for kedushin and gerushin. If it can make a kedushin, it could also make a gerushin. If it can make a kedushin, then you don't need a gerushin. It's only the rabbanon, so it helps. But if the idea is that sometimes he's sane completely, and then he can make a kedushin d'oraisa, and then he needs a get min haTorah, and sometimes he's insane, and then he can't make any kedushin, and he can't make a get, then maybe when he married he was sane, and now when he's divorcing he's not sane, so the get won't help. So that suffix prevents him from giving his wife a get, from it being effective for sure. Okay. Nishtates, Rav Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Shota Miskareshes. So if a woman became insane, so you're not allowed to give her a get. So the Gemara sees 1 second. Really, Minat Torah, you can divorce a Shota, because you don't need her das. And Gerushin can be Baal Korcha, so therefore, since you don't need her das, you can be Megarish, or even if she's a Shota. Midi the Havi Apikachas Baal Korcha. Just like you can divorce a normal woman against her will, you can divorce a shota even though she has no will. Umatam omru ena megureshes. What's the reason they said that you can't give her a get? Shavo yinagu ba minik hefker. In order that people shouldn't be knowing minik hefker, she doesn't know how to protect herself, so better she should be married and her husband should protect her. So Mar says, hey chidami. How's it talking over here that because she's insane, she doesn't protect herself? Ilema diodas lishmar gita liodas lishmar atzma. It's talking where she knows how to guard her get and guard herself, so then what minik hefker is there? Right? But it's talking where she is so insane that she can't protect her get or herself, then why is minat Torah there? She's miskareshes. Right, v'ha amri devei Rabbi Yanai v'nosan biyada mishiyesh v'yad v'garish asma. Only a woman who can be megarish herself, yotzezu she'en v'yad v'garish asma, and she doesn't have a yad, she doesn't have any das. Right, in other words, if you do it bal korach, at least she has a yad. Here she doesn't have a yad b'chlal. The Tana devei Rishmuel v'shilcha mibeiso misha mishalcha v'eino chozeres. Another reason, you have to have a woman who you send away and she won't come back. She knows she's sent away, but here she's insane. Yotzezu she mishalcha v'chozeres. So the ma'aseh, you can't give a get to a shota if she doesn't know how to protect herself or protect the get. Tosus says that this machlokas Rashi and Tosus, whether this applies to a ketana also. Ketana, you can't give a get to her, to give through her father. So a shota also could be given get through her father if she has a father, who could makabel it for her if she's still a ketana. And Rashi learns that a ketana, even through her father, can't get a get. She's not yodas lishmor gita. Tosus holds that the father watches her and doesn't let her go back. And Rashi holds no, it has to be that she herself intrinsically should be able to watch the get or know that not to go back. Okay. So what's it called? Lo tricha, the Gemara says, the odas lishmargita, she has enough das to watch her get. So it's a good get min haTorah. V'ein yodas lishmor asur. She's not smart enough to watch herself. She can watch the get, but she doesn't have the self-control to watch herself. And therefore, we don't let the get take effect in order that she should remarry and shouldn't be hefker. Dvar Torah showed the misgareshes. The hoyodas lishmor gita. But Om Rabbanan lo lifka, the Rabbanan made a takana, you shouldn't give her a get. Shelo yinagu ba minik hefker. Om Rabbaya, deka nami, right? Diktani gabi dido, nishtatis lo yotzi. It's clear that by herself, when she's a shelter, the get was in minatora good. It's just the Rabban and Asr doing it. Because it says lo yotzi, he shouldn't divorce her. Mashma, she's divorceable, just he shouldn't do it. The gabi dide, lo yotzi olomis. When he's a shelter, it says he can never divorce her. It's mashma in a Torah, it doesn't take it have any effect. It's not just something you're not allowed to do, it's something it's impossible to do. By a shota min haTorah, she could be divorced, but the Rabbanan said not to do it, and therefore with the evidence you did it, she's divorced. By him, it's impossible. A man has to give divorce b'daito, and he has never any das if he's a shota, so it's impossible to divorce olamis. And if he does it, it doesn't help at all. Rashi. Right? Foolish people have no shame. People have no shame are foolish people. The people who are insane don't have any shame, and you send her away, she comes back. She doesn't realize that she's not supposed to be there. Shmami no ish mi boyale. You won't get it yet. Okay. Let's go to the next place. Om Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said, go back to the Mishnah, what he said. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said, Yochanan ben Nuri says, I don't know the difference. Om Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, mitnei ma ha'isha shenischarsha yotze, a woman who was married when she was a pikachas, and then she became a chareshes, you could divorce her. Right? The ha'isha shenischarsha, but a guy who got married when he was normal, and became a chareish, right? Ain't a motzi, he can't give a divorce. Right? So he said, I don't understand the reason why. So they explain, there's no difference, there's a big difference between a woman who's divorced against her will, says you need a will. A man can only divorce with his will, he needs a will. So if he's doesn't have a will. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, I don't know the difference. So what was pasha to him, and what was not pasha? Right? So Mara says, Iboyelahu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, ish pshitale, the isha mikiboyale. He said, I understand why a man can't divorce his wife, but why can a wife be divorced? Was that his shaila? Why isn't a woman like a man? That it shouldn't work. O dilma isha pshitale, the ish kamiboyale. Or he understood why you can divorce a chereshes, but he didn't understand why a man can't divorce if he's a chereshes. Which one was pashit? Which one was the one that he didn't understand? Toshma, midiko amru lei eno dome ha'isha megaris le'isha miskareshes, she'ha'isha yotzeis l'ritzono v'shelo l'ritzono, de'ha'isha eno motzi el l'ritzono, sh'ma mino ish kami boyale. Right? Since they answered him, there's a big difference between a woman who can be miskaresh, both willfully or against her will, and therefore even if she's a chareshes and she has no will, it's okay. But a man can only give a divorce if he does it willingly. And if he's a cheresh, he has no will. So it's mashma that they're answering him why the man can't give the divorce. So he understood why the woman, yes, but why not the man? And they answered him because the man has to give a get, l'ritzona. So then it's that, shmamino, ish kami boyale. So it says, adarabha. Mediko omer le avzu ki yotze ba. Right? In the end they said, this is also the same thing as her, right? it's mashma, what's go shmami no isha kami boyale. It's mashma that it was the woman that was bothering him. How come she can be divorced if the man can't divorce? Ella Rabbi Yochan ben Nur le Devrayim kamer lahu. He was talking to them. Lidi di ki hechi di ish lo motzi megarish, ish anami lo megarish. According to me, I see no difference between a man not being able to give a divorce if he's a cheresh, or a woman being able to accept a divorce. Because even though a woman could be nisgarish bal korcha, that's if she has some das. But if she doesn't have das at all, you can't get megarish. According to you, that you don't need das, even if it could go against her will, right? So then, even if she doesn't have a will, so then why is a man different? So they answered him, no, a man has to have a will because he has to do it willingly. A woman doesn't need any will. So even if she has no das, still okay. Okay. Rashi. The question was why a man can't divorce if he's a cheresh, but he understood 100% why a woman who is a cheresh could be divorced. Because if his shaila was the other way, right? If he understood why a man why a man can't give a divorce if he's a cheresh, but why a woman can be divorced, that was the shaila, then they should have said to him the opposite. Eino dome isha miskaresh is l'isha miskaresh. A woman who's being divorced is not like the man that you understand. The woman's not like that. They didn't say that. Isha nomi lo migarisha v'alo kamaisi lo rabbonin raya l'divrayim avzu ki yotzi bo. Right, just like a woman can be divorced against her will, that's why the same thing over here. They know Dome become a hadri ish, mishum the iu hokikomer, lidichuda, misu isha migarsha, maishno isha, maishno isha. You hold the woman could be divorced even if she has no das. Why is a man different then? Why can't he give a divorce if he doesn't have any das? That was what he said. Okay. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.
Man who
well, she's a shota, not a charesh.
People put them in an institution, which is the worst place for these half careless people.
Okay, well, most people in institutions are insane.
Yeah, I know, but it's not right.
Right, yeah, it is scary. Yes. That's true. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly why the Chachom said that the guy should divorce her. He'll watch her. Uh-huh. His own wife will watch her. If she's in an institution, nobody's watching.
Well, why is there an assumption that all Chavashim are the same? I mean,
what?
Just like everybody else. You know, some people have more capacity.
No, but the fact that the person's a deaf mute decreases his das, right, to a point that das is not considered das to make him yonah. That's the thing. In other words, they may be different, they may fluctuate. Some have a little bit more, some less, but whatever the most that they can have is no good. That's the thing. Nobody has more than
what about those two harashim that afterwards they learned more, that they found that they understood everything from the shiurim and whatever in Chagiga.
They were deaf mutes, or they were just deaf? I don't think they were deaf mutes.
Why here everywhere it says cheresh also deaf mute?
Because that's all in Shas, whenever it says cheresh, it's eino medaber veino shomea. And when it means a guy that says cheresh eino shomea, then he can speak. Just can't hear. Because a guy who can hear but can't hear but can speak is not his das is not impaired. But if he can't, has no connection to the world. He can't hear and he can't speak. That impairs his das. Could be that if we know that maybe it's possible in a chanami that a cheresh should have complete das. If you check them up, that's what they said, Helen Keller, something like that. You know for sure they can communicate or whatever, that it could be that they're not considered shota. Just if we don't know the opposite, then we have to assume that a cherish is the level of das he can have, according to the tzad, that what's it called, that even if it's a suffix, right, can never be enough to make a yon. It could be different, it could be fluctuating, but it could be that echad avi yotzim in a klal. That could be. We know for sure, we see that she can speak, whatsoever, can't speak, but she can be marames and she understands everything, right? Writes books, right? So then I think the halacha is that then they're yotzim in a klal. But the klal is, if you don't have any hochacha differently, then you assume that they don't have das.